We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikor Chaim. We're up to Perek Dalet, the fourth chapter, Birkot HaShachar, Blessings of the Morning. Aleph. Achar sheyitlabesh karui, after he dresses properly, Techav Yivrech Kol HaBrachot, Mibirkat Nitlat Yadayim, Ad Vani Avachim. Right away he should make the blessings from Nitlat Yadayim till the end of Birkat Kohanim, which is really the conclusion of Birkot HaTorah. Vekak Noagim B'nei Kilot HaSfaradim. Excellent. And this is the custom of those who are Sfaradim, Ve'alchim Al Pi Torat Ari, and those that go with Chassidut, with the Ari, so they also adopt this custom. Bit. Ve'yesh Noagim Levarech Birkat HaTorah Tzila. Some have the custom of making the blessing on learning Torah, which we'll explain in the next chapter. V'achar kach Birkot HaShachar, and only afterwards they make the blessings of the morning. V'chol Adam Minhag K'minhag Avotav. Everyone should go with the custom of his forefathers. And the ger, we've discussed, you should adopt the customs of a certain keilah. Be consistent, it'll make your life easier and your children's life easier. Gimel, ap im lo nitchev bebrachot eilu, even if a person wasn't obligated in these blessings. We make a blessing, asher natan lesech vivina. God gave understanding to the rooster to discern between night and day. You didn't hear a rooster crow. Kigon shelo shama kol tanagol, for example, he didn't hear a rooster crow. We make a blessing, Hashem, you've given me the capacity to walk. Or maybe he wasn't lame. He wasn't incapacitated. Or he's still in bed. We make a blessing, you gave me the strength to get out of bed, to stand on the earth. Or he hasn't walked. Or similar things. We make this blessing. The blessing isn't specifically on the person himself. But rather we are making the blessing that God fulfilled the needs of the world. That is, the custom, and don't change from the custom. And therefore, a person who's deaf, he's never in his life heard the rooster crow, he's also going to make the blessing. Thank you, Hashem, for giving the rooster capacity for crowing, recognizing between night and day. Even though he himself doesn't hear the rooster. And the blind man also makes the blessing, thanking God for giving each human being in the morning the capacity to see. And so to a person who is ill, God forbid, and he cannot leave his bed, he also makes these blessings about giving us the capacity to stand, to walk, etc. Mary, want something? Dalet. Od bracha tiknu bebirkot hashachar umekora kadum. There's one more blessing that was instituted in the blessings of the morning. And really, the source for this blessing is very far back. But it's not as far back as the other blessings. That's why he has to tell us it's far back. And he has to tell us this because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't like this blessing. Shulchan Aruch says those who make this blessing are wrong. But we all make the blessing. And that is the blessing of Hanoten Layev Koach. Thank you, Hashem, for giving the tired man strength. Vinitkina, and this blessing was instituted al Shadam Afkid Nishmato Be'erev Bidei Kadosh Baruch Hu, on this concept that at night a person gives his neshama in the hands of God. Ayefa, tired. Umachzira lo baboker, and God gives him back his life in the morning. Shketa v'shleva, quiet and peaceful. Ve'ata pashata minag bechol kilot Yisrael libracha. And now the custom has been expanded throughout the congregations of Israel. They should be blessed. That levocham, sorry, to make this blessing. Everyone makes the blessing. Shulchan Aruch says don't. The Gemara, the blessing doesn't appear. But the custom has expanded that we do make the blessing. Umkomau acharei brachat malbish haromim. And the correct place to say it, says Rav David Chaya Levi, is after the blessings of Malbish, Rav Chaim David Alevi, after the blessing of Malbish Arumim. Shukor.